Angelo Cerbi for Flat Film Radio at the Taormina Festival. We met with Ian Glen, actor of Game of Thrones, which new season is going to be broadcast in contemporary with America on Sky Atlantic. Here's our interview. Ian Glen at the Taormina Festival. You are worldly known as Geralt for Game of Thrones, of course, and we would like to know which has been the evolution of your character throughout the show.
Well, it's funny, you know, it's always so exciting as an actor. We're waiting for the new scripts to come through for the new series, for anyone who's still alive. And it's always such, you hold your breath to find out what's going to happen in the new series, because none of us have a clue. The writers are very, very discreet and secretive about any storylines. So I remember when I was first asked to do Game of Thrones, it was, you know, you had to commit to, I think it was 4 years as an actor, which is a very unusual thing, you know, and makes you a little nervous. You think, well, what is it that I'm committing to 4 years for? So you try and get certain guarantees, which are the nature of your role, where it's going, a synopsis of what your journey will be. And who are the people involved? Obviously, HBO, I'd heard of them, and that seemed like good news. And I got a structure of the... And it just looked really interesting. My wife reminds me that what I usually am like, I'll go up, you know, I'll be seen for something, and I'll be, oh, yeah, okay, it went fine and whatever, and I'll forget all about it. I kept saying to her, I really want this. I really want Ser Jorah. I really want this gig. And she said, why do you? You don't. And I said, I don't know. I just have a feeling. And I often have the feeling, which is completely wrong. So this was unusual for me in hindsight, you know, because it's turned into this fantastic, you know, global hit that we're all very, very proud of. And I think the writers are clever because I think, you know, there's obviously central things about Ser Jorah which are there from the start, you know. We have a man who presents this book of histories of the to Daenerys of her own heritage that she doesn't know. I don't know if you remember in the very first season. And it's a way of sort of reaching out and saying, I'm going to be on your side, you know. And of course, we subsequently learn there's a duality about that, that he had an ulterior motive. But, you know, I think it was... I think the audience appreciates that it's, you know, in the grand scheme of things, Jorah has always loved Daenerys and always had her best interests at heart. So from that moment, you know, the course of Jorah's journey through the series is one of getting to know this extraordinary woman and her kind of her magical powers, her ability to make judgments. To be a benign ruler, to be a good ruler. There are lots of people who are vying for the Iron Throne who I do not think would be good rulers, who would be bad rulers, who would be unkind and ruinous, and she's a good soul, I think. So it's, you know, I think Ser Jorah's journey with her has just been about learning her and becoming more and more loyal to her and then falling madly in love with her, you know. So I still live in hope that she will fall in love back, but, you know, I think I'm running out of time with her.
As you said before, you were asked of a 4 years commitment at least, which for an actor is a big deal. Weren't you afraid of being typecast or like caged into the TV world without being able to go back to the cinema again?
Yes, I was. I was worried about that, about being committed to one thing, and that was one of the questions that we asked. You know, what my agent asked on my behalf was, will Ian be able to do other work around it? And they were very clear that that you would be able to do other work around it as long as you were available for the period that they needed to shoot you. And sort of, I think when people watch the series, they imagine that, you know, I walk around as Ser Jorah my entire year, but I don't. It's concentrated. And the way they film it is location by location. So sometimes I can film a season in 30 days, maybe, you know. So as long as you go back to the series looking exactly the same as when they left you, they would be cool about you doing other work, you know. It gets a bit complicated when the series becomes very, very popular. HBO get a bit more resistant to you doing other work if it's going to show on American television and compete against Game of Thrones. But outside that, they wouldn't want me, and they can't stop me doing other films and other TV work all over the world. So you were right. It made me nervous, but they were very reassuring, and they've lived by their word. They've been very, very helpful in allowing me to do lots of work around it.
TV series have become the new cinema. Well, Thierry Frémaux, director of Cannes, was here 2 days ago, and he said that TV series are not TV, are cinema, yeah, on a different medium. What do you think is the future or the potential progression of quality in TV series, which is getting better and better every 6 months, not even a year?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to know where television is going to go in the next decade. It's been such a radical change, really, over these last decade that I've felt. I mean, really, since, I don't know, I put it down to The Sopranos, but other people might mention other dramatic series. And television can do something that film can't do, and that is take 10 hours, 20 hours, 30, 40, 50 hours to tell a story. A film can never afford, even the sort of a film that really trusts its rhythm and is 2-3 hours, it doesn't have that luxury to develop storylines, to develop character over that length of time. And I think people learn very quickly that audiences love to live with characters for that longer period of time. They grow attached to them in a way that you can't within an hour and a half at the cinema. Or it's different. It's different. And I think Game of Thrones has, I don't know, again, people might come up with different series, but I think it sort of raised the stakes in terms of production value, that it is utterly filmic in the way that it looks. And, we're lucky enough to go to premieres and stuff, and you see it on a bigger screen. And it's film, it looks like film, it has that quality. So I think that, I don't know where it'll go in the next 10 years, but I think, now precedents have been set for people really, really trusting, when a TV series works, it'll sell very well worldwide. And, I'm from the UK. One of the most popular things that we've had recently are Scandinavian thrillers, which are in subtitle. We're used to subtitle in the UK, but these things that you would thought, oh, is that going to sell in the UK? Sell brilliantly. People love them, So we have things like The Killing and The Bridge, and they're incredibly popular television. So I think it's an exciting time for television in that it's a global marketplace, and you can buy things from very different spheres, and they'll still translate and still be great stories, The basics the same. If it's great storytelling, great plot, and it's well done, then people will watch it.
You're hearing Taormina, like many other colleagues of yours in the previous days, to talk with cinema students about, of course, Game of Thrones, but about your job as an actor.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, which is the best aspect and the worst aspect of being an actor now, today?
For me?
Yeah, for you. From your experience, of course.
Well, the best is easy. The best isn't easy. There are many best, great things about being an actor. I always treasure the fact that film takes me to fantastic places on Earth that I wouldn't usually go to. On a week-by-week basis, I'm going to places like here, which is the most beautiful city and a stunning, stunning part of Italy. I love Italy, but I've never been here. I've been to Sicily, but I've never been here. And I don't think I'd be here unless I was an actor, I might have done, but... So it takes you places. Film always occupies different worlds, but it takes you to those worlds, and that's a great thrill. And I never take it for granted. Every kind of beautiful hotel that someone decides that I should stay at, or any kind of, the thing is, they're petrified that actors are going to, walk under a car or do, kill themselves or take lots of drugs or do something that's going to destroy the product. So they kind of come this way and come this way and here. So you stay here, we'll pick you up, you go here. But you generally get very, very looked after. And I was saying it to my wife this morning, I'll never change. I'm still a boy from Scotland who think, why is this happening? So I treasure the it's not luxury, but the different gifts that film bring to me, And that's outside the craft of acting. I love doing it, but I won't bore you with that. The worst thing about acting? I suppose being away from my children would be the worst thing about acting, Yeah, being away for, I have children and I don't like to be away from them for too long, you know. But if I'm really honest, I like being away from them a little. I just, you know, but not too long. Just the length of time, yeah, yeah.
It was Ian Glen from Game of Thrones on Fred Film Radio from the Taormina Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.